Farm Bureau leaders charting a new course. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture from the 85th annual meeting of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation in Franklin.
A lot of your politicians don't understand farming, and so we need somebody out there to educate them and to tell them what we need. I mean, you know, we need some help sometimes and some relief on certain things, so we need somebody like Farm Bureau to help us out.
Greene County young farmer Mark Klepper is one of many farm leaders from across the state taking part in the Farm Bureau convention. The group has heard from several industry experts the last couple of days on several important ag issues, including an update on animal ID from USDA Undersecretary Burton Eller.
There is no requirement to identify anything, calves or otherwise. If you don't want to participate in the animal identification, you don't have to. It will not be mandatory. There will be no need for it to be mandatory, we don't think. Congress, of course, could mandate it by a federal law, perhaps, but I think that's a long time coming and maybe never.
Another breakout session covered was on alternative fuels and the expanding role that the University of Tennessee is taking in this effort. Dr. Kelly Tiller presented information on how Tennessee farmers will have the opportunity to make us all less dependent on foreign oil.
We're using a term we're calling grassoline to describe this product that comes from any cellulose material. So it's plant-based material. Trees, plants, anything that has woody biomass to it can be used, just like corn is now, to produce a fuel. The only difference is that there are a few extra steps on the front end to get the cellulosic material into a form where you can extract those sugars that are then fermented into ethanol like corn is today.
The Farm Bureau leaders will wrap up their convention later today as they approve their policy resolutions that will guide the organization for the coming year. Have a safe day and join us again tomorrow on the TRN.